Greetings in Jesus' name on this third day of August, the year of our Lord, 2020. Can you believe that we're in another month of broadcasting the glorious gospel of Christ? Here we are back at the radio mic on this marvelous Monday morning. My habit is to make the broadcast somewhere between 6:30 a.m. and 8 a.m. on the morning hours, and then it's broadcast across the airwaves in the afternoon and even in the morning in Elkton, Maryland, and also across the Anchor Broadcasting Network. And then on the app, you're able to listen to that early if you would like. It's our goal and even distinct privilege to be able to come to the radio mic 5 days a week and share a Bible truth. In a five-minute broadcast, you're able to talk about how God is working and moving in your ministry, and you're also able to share a Bible truth. And a Bible truth a day propels us along, and no doubt it ministers to the multitudes. And we're grateful for Dr. Randy C. Barton giving us this privilege to be able to broadcast the gospel all these many years. And we're looking forward to a powerful week in the Lord. I'm headed out in just a few minutes to Rhode Island, where I'll be singing today and also preaching tomorrow. And then after that, I'll come home for a day and then headed up to Millinocket, Maine, where I'll be marrying a couple that we've seen raised in our ministry through the years. Going to be a very, very busy week. And I appreciate you praying for us as we travel around, that God would protect us and that He would use us for His glory. It's currently in the 70s, and we're expecting hurricane force winds or tropical storm force winds to come in tomorrow, and heavy torrential rains. And we're trusting the Lord to protect us through this weather that we're experiencing. If you have your Bibles today, look with me in Proverbs chapter number 3 and verse number 5. The Bible says, trust in the Lord. And that phrase is a powerful phrase, for it's telling us exactly what all of us are to be doing. We are to be trusting in the Lord. Now, I know that there's a great debate that is going on in our day in regards to this pandemic. You could start from the top and go down. I'm talking about to start with the mask. Do we wear masks? Do we not wear masks? Do we wear face shields? Do we not wear face shields? Do we wear eye protection? Do we not wear eye protection? Do we touch things? Do we not touch things? Do we go out of our house? Do we not go out of our house? Do we get around people? Do we not get around people? And all of us have had the emotions that's like a roller coaster at Walt Disney World. Our emotions are up, they're down, they're up, they're down, they're up, they're down. But when you read a verse of scripture like this, it kind of settles it all. Trust in the Lord. You can try to preface it with all kind of things that you can add to it. You can add all of your conjunctions that you would like to add, like, well, but, and you can do that. You're welcome to do that. But the Bible still says, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord to not get sick. Trust in the Lord that when I do get sick, that He'll protect me and heal me. And trust in the Lord, if He sees fit not to heal me, that He will give me safe passage by His grace over to the glory shore. It's trusting in the Lord. Trust the Lord when you drive. Trust the Lord when you're walking. Trust the Lord when you're in your home. Trust the Lord when you're riding your ATV. Trusting the Lord is the frame and fabric of our life. And this verse says that we are to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Every fabric of our being should be trusting in the Lord. And when we are not, we should correct that. And today is probably a correction day. People are living their life in fear and worry. Those that have finally went off to work, get to work, and they get home as quick as possible. And they get in their safe place. And they think, now I'll stay here until tomorrow. Oh, my dear friend, The Lord wants us to live with liberty and to be able to trust Him with the details of life. And may God bring this truth home to all of our hearts, and may we be delivered by His power and by His grace and mercy in this life that we live to go on for Him. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. We'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.